Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative LLC weekly broadcast. Tonight's topic, WAPCoin, at long last, the missing economic link, a black digital currency for the 21st century, designed, developed, operated, and controlled by black people. Stay tuned, don't touch that dial. You're in for an amazing program tonight, and we'll be right back after the other side of this break. Family. Yes, Whether you live on the continent or are in the diaspora, our roots do begin in Africa. Welcome to the Dare to Win Thursday night broadcast. We're particularly excited tonight. This is a place where we have a weekly discussion, the economic plight of our people and the solutions that will solve the challenges that we face and enable us to work our way towards full liberation and sovereignty. We are building the global machinery for our economic freedom and the methodology to pass it forward to future generations. To join the conversation tonight, call 929-477-2789. Press 1 on your dial, and that will raise your hand in the studio, and we will open your line and allow you to make your comment or ask your question. If you're with us tonight via your computer, go to usliftingus.com. That's our website, www.usliftingus.com. Look on the Ulu Radio tab. It'll be in the middle of your screen. Click that. You'll see a pair of headphones and say listen live. Click that, and that will bring you into the broadcast. My name is Brother Ongti, and I am the host for this evening's program. And I am really excited tonight. I've been looking forward to this program tonight for several weeks because we have with us on the line tonight Sister Tavonia Evans. She's out of New York. She lives now in the Atlanta metro area. She's a longtime engineer, designer, and developer, and she is the founder of the Guap coin. She'll go into what that's all about in just a few minutes. And they designed it with the vision of making an economic impact on our community. Tavonia Evans, she calls herself a mompreneur. Perhaps that has something to do with the fact that she has 8 children. But along with that and the 20-year background in technology, she's not new to the world of startups. She made the transition into blockchain in 2016. As a result of identifying cryptocurrency as a tool that could stimulate economic growth and freedom within the Black community. She is one of the first Black women heralded as being the founder and lead engineer in developing a coin with such a mission within the Black community. Since 2017, she has become a global voice for blockchain and has spoken on diversity and the impact of blockchain technology in a variety of forums. So good evening and welcome, Sister Tavonia. How are you feeling tonight?
Good evening. I feel really great. How are you?
I am excellent and just looking forward to our conversation this evening. We in Us Lifting Us for a long time have been very clear that our work is to build the economic machinery that will lead to our full liberation and sovereignty. And what is so exciting about this historical moment we find ourselves in is a confluence of 3 very critical factors. 1, we now have a master cooperative, a primary cooperative, and that's Us Lifting Us Economic Development LLC. That's a master cooperative, and as people become members of Us Lifting Us and pool our resources, that gives us the ability to open secondary cooperative businesses that meet the needs of our people. The other economic development that has us so excited is the development of a currency that Black folks control and operate, i.e., your design and launch of the Guap coin. And the third piece is something that we have always had, which is the continent of Africa, the world's wealthiest continent, all kinds of mineral resources and human genius. And the only problem is that it is not organized to benefit us primarily. So now we've got a cooperative, we've got a currency, and we've got the continent to work for. So tonight we want to explore the Guap coin. And Sister Tavonia, please explain First, what is cryptocurrency or digital currency and the blockchain? And then what do you mean by decentralization and why this is so important for the economic future of Black people? If that's too heavy a place to start, start where it makes sense for you to tell your story.
Well, digital currency or virtual currency is actually something that's been around for a while, you know, a number of decades, actually. What makes our current cryptocurrency and blockchain so unique is we've introduced the idea of decentralization to virtual currency. The virtual currencies of the past have been tied to companies, corporations, just like our fiat currency or our dollar currency is tied to governments and organizations that are associated with the government as well. So these are centralized entities. And cryptocurrency came in particularly Bitcoin, which came in around 2008, 2009, and disrupted the institution of centralized currencies. Centralized currencies, as we know, are very dangerous because they're tied to, you know, particular agendas. And our centralized currency, i.e. the dollar, tied to the government, is, again, tied to political agendas. And agendas, by the way, you can't get away from agendas. Everybody has an agenda, but none of these agendas have benefited us. So we've had, you know, many ideas of how we can turn that around economically, but all of those ideas have, again, depended on these centralized currencies. And when you have these currencies that are controlled by such a few people and so ingrained in the way that we do everything, it becomes impossible for us to implement these economic ideas that we want to be able to level the playing field and be able to lift ourselves up. So in comes Bitcoin, and Bitcoin was established to be an alternative to our current financial system. It was definitely financial anarchy. And, you know, a silent declaration of war on our current financial system and how it's, you know, how it operates. So, again, looking at all of these things, we look at it and we say, wow, this is a real opportunity for us to be able to not only create a crypto, but create a currency for our community and not only disrupt the current system, but this is an opportunity for us to build a brand new playing field for ourselves, to grow our economic ideas and create economic impact in our community. I had it touch on me in different levels. When back in 2016, I was on the hind end of a another project that I founded called Safe to Meet. I built a platform that received a lot of accolades and acclaim, but we were not able to raise funding. And that's when I discovered that not only is it hard for people of color to get VC funding for tech projects, but Black women get virtually none. So it was a double dose. And I was like, wow, you know, I had this great technology, and this is not the only idea I've had. I've been in technology for quite a while. And when you're a creator and a developer, you have these ideas which are solutions to our issues, our problems, and you can only get but so far before you really need capital. You know, you can do as much as you want, but then you always get to the point where capital is necessary to move on to the next stage. So being a solutionary in technology is very difficult for a lot of us because we get to that point where we need the funding and we don't get the funding. But looking at cryptocurrency and knowing what I knew about it at that time, I was like, wow, this kind of solves a lot of different problems. It solves the problem of controlling the cash flow of money, you know, in our communities. It solves the problem of generating new money in our communities and new opportunities and access to capital. It solved so many problems. It was like, it was a no-brainer. It was like, oh, we got to get down to this. Okay, this is what we have to do. And we learned a lot. This was back in 2016, 2017. We launched the first iteration of GuapCoin. And in these past 3 years, we learned an incredible amount. I've learned a lot about the true nature of blockchain, how it really operates, cryptocurrency, and more importantly, money and the impact of money on us in general. And I learned about how we control the flow of money. We don't understand, and we don't really acknowledge that. And of course, we're kind of in the dark about it, about how impactful we are. But that's another reason why I'm so excited about Guap, because, you know, this is a way where we can truly see our value and our worth, and we can truly see how impactful we are and how influential we are on the financial markets of the world.
Sister Tavanya, let me pause you right there. You said we don't realize that we actually are controlling the economy. Did I hear you correctly? And if so,
yes.
Expand on that point a little bit, because we really don't need to gloss that. Break that down for us.
Well, being a marketer, because I had to get heavily into marketing, because again, as a founder and as a Black founder, you have to do everything. Especially when you don't have the capital. So you need to know how to do everything. You need to know how to do tech. You need to know how to do marketing. But being in marketing and being a marketer exposed me, and working for Fortune 500 companies and enterprise. I've worked with Coca-Cola. I've worked with big brands. And working in those brands, I realized how the social value and the social our social worth is harnessed to push products, to push brands, to push ideas. And these very things are what makes the wealth flow in this world. And our energy is harvested to get these things to get these things going. They tap directly into trends that we start. Trends that begin in our community. The whole viral thing started way back in the 30s and 40s when we were doing music, even on vinyl records.
Okay.
And we were going city to city and state to state underground pushing music that we were doing. And that's how far back viral, the whole concept of viral goes. And when you add the internet now, that becomes exponential, you know. So you go from us actually hitting the streets and going from city to city and promoting music to in music and culture to the internet now at the speed of light promoting our culture, you know. So another thing that highlighted our impact to me really was the last election, the 2016 election, because as a data scientist, I'm a data scientist, by the way, and as a data scientist, I think in data. I look in data. I think in numbers. I look at the internet in a totally different way, and to see how we were targeted by data campaigns, and we're still targeted, and it's even worse now, to see how we're actually targeted. Like, a lot of money and resources is thrown in our direction to target our influence. You know what I mean? And this came up in the hearings, in the Facebook hearings that took place last year. I actually was in D.C. the week before Zuckerberg testified, because I'm a member of a delegate to Black Women in Blockchain. So I was there with Congress the week before and, you know, definitely delved into his testimony, and it was brilliant. And a lot of people missed that, the fact that most of the Black politicians were hammering in on the fact that Facebook has been harvesting our data and using it against us. This is not something that was talked about. And on our side, if you're not really in tech like that, or you're not into data, or you're not into data science, it's kind of like it's just a little known secret. But on their side, they know fully what we're talking about. They know fully what's going on. So, and this was at the Calibra hearing.
in which Facebook was about to, on the helms of launching what would be one of the largest crypto assets, not really crypto in terms of decentralized currencies because it was a stable coin, but they were about to launch something that would totally change the game on the whole planet. And that's, in looking at that hearing, you will find how instrumental Black people were in that plan. So I'm sitting here listening, and I'm like, wow, if we're that instrumental to this, imagine how just huge it would be if that influence that we have went into our own stuff. Like, crazy, you know. Wow. And when I see things like that from a data side and from a technical side perspective, those are the things that keep me driven on the path that I'm driven with Guapcoin. Because when I launched Guapcoin 3 years ago, I had plenty of people talking about, why would you want to launch a Black crypto? Why not? Why wouldn't I? You know? And at the time, you know,
understanding what you understand, your response is exactly right. Why not? But because we don't understand what you just laid out, then we come up with the question, why would you think about doing that? You said something. You said our energy is harvested. That just leaped out at me. And in your marketing material, you're saying that Guapcoin is a decentralized digital coin founded by people of color that can be traded between peers instantly. I think that's important. Guapcoin is fast, secure, and highly scalable. Guap is for everybody, but our primary mission is to uplift those economic communities that have been left out of the cryptocurrency revolution. Say a little bit about that, and then we're going to take a quick break, but go right ahead.
Well, this has been something that has been, see, this is the thing. We get excited about Bitcoin, but Bitcoin has been around almost 10 years, and the same people are at the top of Bitcoin, at the top of the dollar, are at the top of Bitcoin. Same people, same faces, as far as I'm concerned. So to talk about leveling the playing field at this point, it's not really, you know, a lot we can level when it comes to Bitcoin. You know what I mean? However, taking the technology and utilizing it for ourselves, absolutely. We don't have to play your game. We can create our own, you know. So that's kind of, you know, where we at, and that's my stance on it. Bitcoin, when you turn on Bitcoin and you look up crypto, you're seeing just the, you know, for us, it's the same old, same old. You know what I mean? Same old. You got instead of the old school bankers, now you got the new school Silicon Valley with the children of the bankers. You know what I mean?
Okay. So
that's not a big difference for us. That's not something that we're celebrating. You know what I mean? We still need to be able to see ourselves in the full power that we really are. You know, we need to see that. We need to see the equity there. So, you know, it's a big part of that, and being able to show us, you know, really, you know, the fruits of our labor and really our economic power. That's what this is about. You know, cryptocurrency is not just technology, it's data as well. It's not just money, it's data. It's the numbers, you know. So if Gucci comes out and says, well, if we say we're boycotting Gucci, and Gucci says, well, you can boycott us because you're not responsible for our profits last year anyway, the numbers can tell something totally different when it comes to cryptocurrency. And we need to be able to have ownership of those numbers, because it's not necessarily boycotting the brand. It's being able to, you know, have the proof, the bottom line, that we're the ones that you got rich off in the first place. You know what I mean? So you can't pull the rug wool over my eyes. I know where you got your money from. But that's the beautiful thing about cryptocurrency and the its transparency and being able to see the flow of money. We need to be able to see the flow of money so that we can control it.
Right. Family, if you're just joining us, We are in a conversation with the founder and developer of Guapcoin, Sister Tavanya Evans. As she is, as Morpheus would say, she is freeing our minds as it relates to money and data, and how we are impacted by that and how we can impact that. To join the conversation, dial 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your phone or keypad. That will raise your hand in the studio, and we'll open your line and hear your comment or receive your question. Sister Tavanya, we have a caller. Last 4 numbers, 5921. I'm opening your line, caller. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from, and then make your comment or ask your question. 5921, your line is open. Brother Abdul, how are you this evening?
Very well. How's everyone tonight? I've been waiting for this program also from Pennsylvania, Chester, PA.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead with your question. I was interested in the actual spelling. Could you spell that? The name of the coin for me?
Guap, G-U-A-P-C-O-I-N.
That's a G as in gun.
G as in God.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I know you said the coin is specifically tailored for our use. So that means other cryptocurrencies are not really for us. Is that right? Because there's so many. Is that right?
Well, as you say, there are many cryptocurrencies. I have taken, you know, what I feel, a mixture of what I feel does not work and what I feel needs to work, and put it into this project, you know. And I think that the combination of those things has definitely helped to cement this as being something that could really be a thing for us. Because, yes, there's been other currencies. There's a few other black projects, not so much currency. There's some tokens. There's one other project that I know of that is a cryptocurrency as well. But the difference is, and I've realized this, is a lot of people really do not understand the idea of decentralizing, why it's so important, and why it's so important to, you know, you're going to create this thing, but you want to divorce yourself from it as quickly as possible. You want to set it out there so that, you know, now we all take ownership of that. And a lot of us don't, we don't understand that concept. There's a couple of concepts we don't get yet. There's even concepts of receiving, you know what I mean? We still think we got to break our backs to receive something, you know what I mean? And I kind of am in the mode that we're in the mode of collecting what we've already worked for, what we've already earned. You know, so, and this is the perfect way. When people were talking about reparations, I saw no bigger perfect way of creating reparations for ourselves than through cryptocurrency and these opportunities. So, and Bitcoin, on the other hand, again, these are still projects that benefit off of our energy and can harvest our energy. And we can fatten up other people's pockets.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I'm following you very well, and I'm looking at your website, actually. And I didn't really want to ask a question so soon because I knew it probably would be some other good information that would come up that I could question. But I'm gonna, you know, look at this website and listen to you as you speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we have a lot of good information. We have
a lot of good information on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and you search GuapCoin, you're going to find a lot. If you go on Google and you search GuapCoin, you're going to find a lot. There's a lot of articles. There's a lot of videos out there on GuapCoin.
Okay. Sister, thank you, Brother Abdul. Stay on the line, and you may have a follow-up question. But we want to go to one other caller. The last four numbers are 3779. 3779. Your line is open. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, very well.
Wonderful. My name is Sid Lloyd. And
how are you this evening, brother?
Atlanta, Georgia. I'm doing very well. And I, too, like the caller and yourself, are very excited to have this conversation with Tavanya. I have been trying to track her down for some time after seeing an interview that she did that was really on the show maybe about a month or so ago. And it's been something that has compelled me to really take a really look at what she's trying to do. And I've been really wanting to have a conversation with her. Matter of fact, I was so compelled that I actually joined Twitter for the first time trying to follow her, trying to get her attention to see if I could get a conversation with her, because I have a lot of questions. But it's interesting that when I hear her speak, and especially when she talks about the harvesting our energy, it always takes me back. And then you mentioned Morpheus. It took me back to the Matrix when we talked about harvesting our energy, harvesting our data, using it, because we do know that data is a currency itself, which she has already pointed out, and how important our data is. Again, I have quite a few questions. I'm going to stay for the entire conversation. I'm hoping that I'll be able to talk to her privately. But I heard you make a statement, and I know it to be true. You said Black folks spend more on a poverty level than any other cultural group in America, and we influence spending more than any other group, which is definitely true. But my question to you, Tavanya, is how have you come up with a strategy to help older Black Americans get more into cryptocurrency?
Oh, absolutely. My grandmother is 96 years old, and she's one of our biggest supporters. So when I see my grandmother, probably I saw her a lot more. She was living in New York. She was living in Georgia, but she's in Florida now. She's been in Florida for about a month. But when she was here, I go see her pretty much every week. She was at my mom's house. And the first question she asked me is, how's Guap doing? What's going on with Guap Point? My grandmother fully understands that this is money. She's not, my grandmother's very tech savvy, so I can't even say that. She's 96 years old and probably the most tech savvy 96-year-old I know. But she's also very financially conscious. And she, you know, when she asks me how Guap is doing, she wants to know how well I'm getting the word out, you know, out there on the streets about Guap Coin. And when I go out to talk about Guap Coin, I have different modes. I have money mode and I have tech mode. And one of the things that has confused a lot of Black people about cryptocurrency is the infusion of tech mode and finance, high finance mode into cryptocurrency. When Bitcoin really started taking off, you got the infusion of the ex-Wall Street, you know, people now have totally come in and innovated the market and bought in everything Wall Street had into the world of crypto. So that was something already that was going to be a huge barrier for the common person, because the common person has no understanding of Wall Street whatsoever. So you have that aspect. And then you also have just the idea of money aspect, because many of us don't know how money works, where it comes from, how you build value. At the most simplest level, we don't understand that. The first question that people often ask me is like, what backs Guapcoin? And I turn around and I ask them, what backs the dollar? You know, so people get a little, you know, confused at that point. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. What backs every currency pretty much these days is faith. And fortunately and unfortunately, some of the people who have had the most strongest faith on things that don't work for them is Black people.
Sister Tavanya, we're going to take a quick music break.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the break, we'll continue the conversation. Family, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Tonight, we're talking with the founder and developer of the Guapcoin digital currency, Sister Tavanya Evans, and she's helping us to free our minds and to deepen our understanding of money. We heard For the Love of Money, and she made the comment before we went on the break that all currencies have an agenda. And she said that with Guapcoin, we can create our own game. In other words, we can take control of the power of our own currency. So, Sister Tavanya, let's continue where we left off just before the break. I think it would be helpful if you could make a clear for us what you mean by this peer-to-peer trading, and you started to help us understand decentralization a little bit. If you carry that out a little bit further, I think it'll become clear to us how revolutionary Guapcoin, the potential for Guapcoin, is involved in terms of our liberation.
Well, with Guapcoin, you know, essentially, in talking about peer-to-peer currencies, you are the bank. You know what I mean? And yes, that's a great thing, but it puts a lot of responsibility in people's hands. But you are the bank. There is no middleman in between. There's nothing but software, you know, intelligent software that was just programmed to execute series of you know, cause and effect. It's so interesting. I like to use the word cause and effect. You know, Nipsey Hussle said that cryptocurrency, he believes that cryptocurrency is a form of karma. Hmm. And I would so agree with him. Oh, my God. I mean, as much time as I spent with it, that's exactly what it is, cause and effect, and on so many different levels. So there's no one interfering. There's no one telling you how much money you could send to XYZ, when you can send it. The bank doesn't close, and the bank doesn't care what country you're in. So if I need to send funds to my family overseas, I can send it to them instantly. If I need to pay someone to do some work for me overseas, I can pay them instantly. You know, so instant settlement, you know, no middleman, no freezing my accounts, because, you know, I'm automatically presumed to be a criminal. And, you know, there are criminal algorithms that already work against me just because I'm black.
Okay.
You know, so overriding all of these criminal algorithms that exist out here, I can be on level with anyone else when I need to do financial transactions.
Mm-hmm. It might help our audience if you break down what the blockchain is. We're assuming that everyone knows what blockchain is. Maybe if you put that in perspective for us, then when you talk about where the bank, it'll become clearer why that is so.
Blockchain is the underlying technology that drives cryptocurrency. And it's the idea that there are many, many, many nodes. First of all, you know, a lot of people talk about the chains and how data is added to a blockchain that's immutable. Okay, so when you look at a blockchain, you're able to see every single transaction that's ever taken place on that blockchain from the very first one. So if if the first transaction that took place on the blockchain was today, 20 years from now, you'll be able to look back and see the transaction that took place today from what wallet. So it's all immutable information. No one can come in there and can disrupt that information, change it to something fraudulent or whatever. It's immutable. So it's like when you create a blockchain like myself, when I create a blockchain, I'm creating something that subsequently becomes a whole genetic code, a whole, you know, beast that has DNA that cannot be altered. You know, and that's the thing with blockchain. And on top of that, it's very viral. If you can add the word viral, virus, it's like a virus. Now, it consists of a blockchain is going to consist of nodes everywhere. So if you can take yourself back to probably about 20 years ago when everybody was downloading music and videos and movies and stuff like that, they were using what was called peer-to-peer networks. Right. And these peer-to-peer networks, how they were able to get around the blocks that prevent us from sharing anything is that bits and bytes of information were stored on all of these nodes, all of these computers on the network. And in cryptocurrency or blockchain, you have nodes all over the world that are storing a full copy of the blockchain. So if 10 nodes or 10 computers go down here, you still have a million computers, a million nodes that are replicating the information and still keeping this going along. So it's very hard to bring it down. You know what I mean? Very, very difficult. I mean, it's probably easier to bring down a bank than it is to bring down a blockchain. You know, so hackers can hack in you know, they've hacked in, the identity people, Equifax. They've hacked in all of these different places. They hack in banks, but they cannot, you know, it's very, very difficult, and I'm not going to say impossible, to hack a blockchain. It takes one of the things as well is that just the sheer amount of computer power and resources that it would take to do so is almost astronomical, and that's built into the security of the chains. So, you know, so this technology is it is like you can liken it to almost artificial intelligence, because again, it once it starts, it grows. You know, it grows by blocks, by block with transactions, new information, new data. It's still performing the same task, but it's growing over time until it gets to the point where you're like Bitcoin and you have millions of nodes all over the place, you know, that are functioning on every end of the earth, you know. So it's a beautiful thing because that becomes your protection. People, you know, black people, we tend to be very suspicious. People are asking me oftentimes, well, what if they take us down? What if they try to take it out or whatever the case may be? But let me tell you, you can liken blockchain to COVID. You know what I mean? These are viruses now, which they might say that they can control, you know, to some aspect, but they don't never completely wipe out viruses.
So if I understood uh-huh. you correctly, when you use the analogy of when, say, 20 years ago, people were downloading music to their uh-huh. either their cell phones or their personal computers uh-huh. or whatever device they were using. So people uh-huh. who are participating in the blockchain, each one of those computers or cell phones becomes a node of where this information uh-huh. is housed. And the entire mm-hmm. History of the transaction are housed. So every person mm-hmm. that's participating has that data on their device.
Yes.
Okay. So that's where the blockchain comes in. That makes it transparent because everyone sees transactions taking place in real time, and they also have a mm-hmm. record of it on their individual device.
Right. Right.
Okay,
they don't have to trust another individual on the other side. They can look it
right.
up themselves.
Right. Okay. So the part of the genius of GuapCoin is that your organization yourself designed the algorithms and all of that infrastructure to make this work. And
mm-hmm.
and you have
mm-hmm.
and now you have launched this into our community for our benefit. So
mm-hmm.
that now we have a mechanism, we have machinery that enables us to do commerce together.
Yes.
In a much more humane way and in a way that mm-hmm. is environmentally sensible and sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The time is just racing away. I want to ask you this question, Sister Tavanya. Is there a global shift to digital currencies? And in other words, is digital currency, is it here to stay? Is it a fad? And is this a mechanism that has long-term value for African people and people of African ancestry, in your opinion?
Well, it has. There's so much of a vested interest in digital currency that it is definitely here to stay. There has been a shift of wealth, of people putting their wealth into cryptocurrency. And, you know, these type of things, the average person may not know, but if you're a trader and you know, or you deal with those types of things, you know that people are trying to get their money out of USD for sure. And put it into other things, and cryptocurrency is high on the list. So it's definitely here to stay, no doubt. You know, it's like you give people a taste of freedom, they're not going to give it back. You know,
okay.
So
okay.
It's here to stay, and it can't be stopped. So another way you can tell it's here to stay is because our current government is in the process of releasing virtual currencies, digital currencies. You know what I mean? So they're
mm-hmm.
trying to axe the dollar too and launch their own digital currency. So
So everybody's moving fast. People at first, they laughed. You know, they said, oh, we're not going to get involved. And then you have institutions like, we're not going to get involved. But then you had J.P. Morgan creating their own cryptocurrency, creating their own digital currency.
Okay.
So what
are the mechanics of, say, someone is interested in purchasing GuapCoin? What do they do? And what does that look like?
There's a few ways of doing that at this point. And I have to explain the process of growth to the point where it becomes easier. There's a methodology that happens with cryptocurrency. What happens with cryptocurrency is, yes, there's a buzz out there. Oh, this is a popular cryptocurrency. But is it the people who actually get the cryptocurrency in mass? No, it's the people who are already on the markets, the whales, who get the cryptocurrency. So what they do is they invest large amounts of funds in the cryptocurrency, and they make it easier for the public to get it. Because, of course, that works in their benefit, because now they buy, now they want to sell. So they scoop it up on the markets, and then they put it out there in easier ways for you to get it. So now it becomes possible for you to get it through places like Coinbase and stuff like that, where you can literally just buy a currency with a credit card or a debit card. Initially, you can't do that. So we are on an exchange. We're on an exchange called Probit.com, and you can – you know, venture out and you can get GuapCoin there. The benefit of getting GuapCoin on an exchange is like you're getting it on a wholesale level. So literally you can go in and you can buy up a huge amount. And it's you're going to have to get Bitcoin in order to do that. If you want to trade on an exchange, you can't trade directly from dollar on an exchange into GuapCoin. We're trading with Bitcoin, so you have to get Bitcoin first. Right now, and Bitcoin is not as hard to get anymore because you can now get Bitcoin through Cash App pretty easily. Through places like Cash App, of course, Coinbase, Gemini, you can get Bitcoin very easily. And once you get Bitcoin, you go to Probit and you can trade out your Bitcoin for GuapCoin. That's one way. Another way that I explained, I explain a lot, is that you can become a masternode holder and actually produce your own GuapCoin. Yes, you can produce your own GuapCoin. Okay. If there are two types of people that are on a blockchain, you have the consumers and, you know, the people who utilize it, and you also have the people who produce it. On Bitcoin, these are miners, and miners earn the block reward. Well, on GuapCoin, we have stakers, and they earn staking rewards. And we have masternodes that earn more staking rewards than the average person on the blockchain. So we have ways of purchasing masternodes. We have about currently over 500 masternodes out there. And we have probably about 150 to 200 masternode owners. Mm-hmm. And about 65 to 70% of those are women. And the reason why I bring that up, because there are masternode coins out there now, and if you're going to talk about the percentage of women, you're talking about less than 5%. So there are a lot of firsts that we have with GuapCoin, and definitely a major first that we have is the sheer amount of involvement. We've gotten women involved. Black women at that, that are very, 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 you know, instrumental and fundamental in the direction and the flow of GuapCoin. So it really doesn't matter later on who gets in, because who's in at the top is what really matters.
So
and
now
you should know that from the dollar.
How widespread, or is this something that is taking off globally? Do we see
absolutely. They love us in Africa and the Caribbean. I spend a lot of time in the Caribbean, especially Barbados. Part of my family is from Barbados. So we have governors there. We have a few governors in Jamaica. We have governors in Haiti. And governors are, these are people who got in very early and invested in Masternodes. They actually aren't, they own nodes. We have governors in Tanzania. We have governors in on the continent, period. We have governors in Canada, in England, in France, in Germany. So we're all over the world. And when I first launched GWAP, believe it or not, I got more communication internationally than I did locally. And that's what told me that this is going to be big all over the world. This is not, this is definitely not just a continental American thing. And at the time, you know, because I was real heavy on the Black Wall Street thing, part of my family is also from Wilmington, by the way, and we're involved in the Wilmington riots, et cetera. So it was a Black Wall Street thing. It was an ownership thing for me at one point, because my family owned a lot of Wilmington, North Carolina, and at this current time, they don't anymore. So the disappearing legacies was a big thing for me, and that's here in America, huh? Mm-hmm.
Give us your website so our listeners can check you and get more information. Where would they go for more information?
We have guapcoin.org. We also have Guap University, which is really good for learning, just learning in general. We have Guap University.
GWAPUniversity.net.org?
No, .com. GWAPUniversity.com. GWAPCoin.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have a .com. It forwards to the .org, too. But the reason why we focus more on the .org is because we are working towards decentralization and organization rather than commercial. The beginning, you kind of start commercializing, you move towards decentralization and organization on that level.
Well, Sister Tavonia, we barely scratched the surface and the time has already gotten away from us completely. Would you be willing to come back at a future date and continue this conversation? We sure would love to
have you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is, as she said, you can reach her organization at guapcoin.org or guapuniversity.com.
And if you're trying to reach me, you can reach me on social media as well, Instagram more than anything else. So we're GWAPCoin on Instagram, and I'm also Crypto Diva.
Crypto Diva? Okay.
Yeah, CRYPTODEEBA. That's where I am.
Well, on behalf of Uplifting Us, Sister Tavonia, we want to say a very special thank you for your time, for sharing the work that your organization is doing, and we look forward to future conversations. Family, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back next Thursday at 9 o'clock, where we will have another conversation on the Uplifting Us Economic Development Cooperative LLC Solution Economic Solution. For our